Well, there has been quite some time. I think it's been about 2 years since I've put my voice to the mic again. Well, if you're still listening, let's get into it. So, you know that you know, but if you don't, I am officially a mommy of two, which means absolute chaos, no time for myself. I don't even know who I am anymore. That's exactly what I'm here to talk about today. This one's for all the moms on this lovely, lovely Valentine's Day. Because I want us to remember that we are more than just moms. And through this breathlessly relentless time, we have to take a moment to chill, whatever that means, whatever that looks like. Some of you are bits and you already understand that. You find time for you no matter what you're doing. Good for you. But then there's moms like me and various others who haven't quite found their footing. And that can get really hard. So let's get into it. You're not a mom, probably isn't the episode for you. Maybe you just want to sit and listen to what you put your mama through. Who knows? But I'm here, and we're going to talk about it. So, last October, I had my son. 2023 was probably the worst year I've had in like 10, 15 years. I mean, we're going to look at the side where I'm completely blessed. Everything happens for a reason. Blase, blase, you know the rest. But I'm also very stressed. And becoming a mama too is just as hard as being a mama too. So, last year, me and my husband, we found out we were expecting in January. Complete chaos. I literally had just given the last of my daughter's stuff away. So I'm thinking, we are done, sewed up. My vagina is free to do whatever it wants to do. We are not doing this shit no more. And me and him had had this conversation. And we had made the perfect agreement to not do this shit ever again. Because let me tell you something. Pregnancy is insane. Motherhood is a mental asylum. Because you are going... If you're a good mom. Anyway, you're going to do everything that you can to make sure that your kids are cool. So what no one tells you is that deciding to become a parent of two after you said you were one and done is by far the craziest thing ever, because you're really going back and forth. I was toying with the idea of, do I actually want to do this again? Do I really want to put my body through it? The first time I got pregnant, it was during COVID. And I didn't really get to leave the house that much. And no one wanted to hang out with me because I was pregnant. And no one wanted to be the reason I got sick. Okay, cool, understood. However, COVID was the most isolating piece of shit wreck for anybody pregnant, anyone as a new mom, whatever it was. It was just buttfuck boggles filled because none of us knew what was happening. So not only is the world on fire, but now you're experiencing this new wave of shit inside of your body. And you're just trying to figure everything out, and your hormones are through the roof, you're crying all the time, you want to eat, but everything's closed, and then when you do order food out, it's disgusting, and the worst thing you can do is give a pregnant person really bad food. But whatever, I digress. So anyway, we made the decision to push through and keep our pregnancy. Because honestly, it was for whatever reason that we have our little boy. At the time, like I said, it was just crazy. So fast forward, I ended up getting the opportunity to work during my pregnancy. However, the job I had been at 5 years fell flat, laid off. Me and my team, most of my team, we're not going to get into that because that's a different episode. But let me tell you something, it's come. Anyway, so imagine I'm pregnant. I got a two-year-old, a new two-year-old who just wants to be loved. Oh my God. And I'm crying over it. Again, most people don't know that I had a very, very, very traumatic birth experience with my daughter. So the idea of getting pregnant again and having another baby, having almost died the first time, is another reason why it wasn't a for sure resounding awesome let's go through with this. It was that I might not live to see my kid, and this might be the last time I see my daughter. And so for the year, we went through a wave of emotions, a lot of changes, a lot of moving around, and in October I gave birth to a beautiful little boy, if I must say so myself. And like I said, blessed. Completely fucking blessed. However, here's where the stress comes in. What people don't tell you is you and your husband or your spouse, boyfriend, fucking baby mama, whatever you want to call it at this point, become roommates. That also is conversation for a different date. Because you were literally surviving. And even though we had done it before, it was breathtaking. The beauty in being a mom of two and never really resting mentally. Now, luckily for us, baby number two loves to sleep and cuddle. I got lucky in that respect, so yay me. However, now, where do you fit in the time for your quote-unquote now roommate? And of course, there are couples out there that totally mastered that, and they fell into place, and blah, 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 whatever, good for you, kiss my ass. Anyway, me and this man, I realized, like, 2 months in, oh my God, I am in a relationship with you. Yeah, you are actually my other person, and I don't feel like I know you anymore. And so that was happening. Postpartum is tricky the second time around because you don't actually have time to feel. And I still don't think I've quite grasped. Excuse me. Got a little razzle dazzle in my throat. It's my daughter and her outside activities. Anyway, I've gotten to this point where I absolutely love being a mom, right? However, here's the part, the kicker, the real fucking cinch, end of the game, are we gonna win this shit situation here? Having to balance a husband, a three-year-old now, an infant, and dun 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 dun, my fucking self is a joke. And I never ever 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 imagined that I would be on the side of, oh my God, this shit is real. I've seen parents from afar, I know what it looks like, whatever, slugger, you feel me? But experiencing it from the inside is different. And it's only been 4 months for me, so I don't get to really bitch and complain yet because the little guy doesn't even walk yet. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. But anyway, like I was saying, this entire thing, this entire life, once you become a mom or a parent, is so thankless and exhaustive. It doesn't even begin to explain what we go through. So again, I love each and every single mom that I know at this current juncture, the ones that I respect. There are quite a few. I pray for your children. Anyway, the ones that are doing great, moms in my amazing postpartum group. By the way, if you're a new mom, find you the village. Join the groups, as many as you have to, until you find the one that sticks. And the one that makes sense to you, because you're going to meet a lot of moms that don't make sense. Not the situation, but the person in charge. A lot of moms aren't in it for good reasons. A lot of moms just want to talk down to people or just hear themselves speak. We don't like those moms. So again, find your village. Keep advocating for that. And just keep putting yourself out there, because you and your child, totally your children, deserve you at your best. So make love to yourself with pampering if you can afford it, or if you got a good spouse that's going to take care of you. Put that bid out there. It's that time of year. Again, love yourself. Love on these littles. I remember, this shit's fucking hard. It's fucking hard. We are all in the trenches. It is dark out all the fucking time. And we are doing this shit with our eyes wide the fuck open, but our arms tied behind our back, on our tippy toes, in the mud, while it's raining. That is how hard this is for us. So as mom, I see you. You see you. We understand. Don't forget that you're not alone. For every mom that says this shit's easy, she's a fucking liar. And remember, you are great, and you don't need anybody to even tell you you're great. You can even bypass everything I've said right now. But just know, I'm in the trenches with you. One day we'll see the sun again. And until we do, chin up. You're beautiful. And you are doing an amazing fucking job. Look at you. Get in that mirror and look at you. Look what you did with that body, girl. A lesser motherfucker could never. Excuse my language. Ha! Whatever. And with that, it's been real. You know how I feel. Let's keep it real.